Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Al-Aqsa in the shadow of death and oppression. While genocide and war crimes continue to unfold in full force in Gaza and Lebanon, the Zionist entity has adopted a new law that allows for the execution of Palestinian prisoners. This criminal decision is not an isolated incident, but an open legitimization of death and oppression, a direct continuation of the genocidal policy in Palestine by the Zionist occupier, now wrapped in a false legal guise. Palestinian prisoners have for years lived in conditions that deny every form of human dignity. This affects men, women, and children alike. Thousands are detained without charge or trial through administrative detention, sometimes for years without ever seeing a judge. Minors are taken from their beds at night and imprisoned in facilities where torture, starvation, sexual violence, extreme cold, and the systematic denial of medical care are a daily reality. These horrific crimes have been extensively documented for years by Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and numerous other human rights organizations. These prisons are not ordinary detention centers, but instruments of systematic oppression designed to break all forms of resistance to the occupation by destroying the will of the people. In this context, the new execution law takes on an even darker meaning. What has long taken place in the shadows is now openly and legally legitimized while the world looks on. As if the assault on lives were not enough, the Zionist occupier deliberately directs its toxic aggression towards the sanctities of the Muslims. The Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is not merely a place of worship, but a symbol of resistance and unity, has been closed for prayer for over a month. The first Qibla of the Muslims and one of the holiest sites in Islam has been turned into a besieged location, threatened with destruction and desecration. This too is nothing new, but a continuation of an occupation that has long been normalized and facilitated. While these crimes continue unabated, Dutch officials, including Rob Jetten, continue to repeat the same hollow phrase, quote, "Israel has the right to defend itself, provided it adheres to international law." In practice, these words are completely meaningless. They serve merely as a moral smokescreen. The lofty rhetoric about, quote, human rights and the, quote, international legal order is nothing more than cynical, empty language, without consequences, without sanctions, and without any limits. Meanwhile, political, military, and economic cooperation with the genocidal Zionist entity continues unabated. The execution law, the torture prisons, and the closure of Al-Aqsa are not isolated events. They are the logical outcome of an international context in which states have consciously allowed this reality to emerge. This is therefore not a call for Dutch politicians to revise their course. It is an exposure of their double standards and the complete emptiness of their so-called moral frameworks. The solution to the suffering in Palestine, the occupation, and the desecration of Al-Aqsa will not come from states that are themselves the source of the problems in Palestine and that repeatedly betray their own principles. They have not failed. They have consciously chosen cooperation with the Zionist occupier, prioritizing their own interests over human lives. Therefore, the solution does not lie with them, but in the hands of the Muslims themselves. The recent joint attack by the United States and Zionist entity against Iran exposes one thing mercilessly. Their power in the region rests on quicksand. This power is sustained only through the support of corrupt regimes in the Muslim world. These regimes have shifted their loyalty away from Islam and their own people toward foreign powers. Without these corrupt regimes, the power of America and, quote, Israel in the region could not exist. Their presence is not a sign of true strength, but of deep dependency. As long as these regimes continue to cooperate, the current system will remain in place. But the moment that support disappears, the influence and presence of America and, quote, Israel will collapse rapidly. What now appears invincible will then vanish like snow under the sun. Okay Paula, media representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Netherlands.